Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. But yeah, it's Friday. BTN News listeners, welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of May, 2021. The month's half done. I don't know where it went either. I do know where the best technology news is, though. We got it for you right here, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Now, we all know Google has their new overhauled Pay app. Most people aren't liking the new features, particularly one in the older version that has the person-to-person transfers. Yeah. However, though, we could see a glimmer of hope, at least in the future, because they're launching another update to their Pay app that will allow you to at least send money to users abroad. Only in two places, though, to start with. That's right, Google Pay is rolling out international money transfers in partnership with remittance companies such as Wise and even Western Union. Now, I was saying it's only available in two places. Well, currently it's only in Singapore and India, but it's just the beginning. At least that's what Google's saying. They plan to expand the feature to over 200 countries by the end of this year. Now, even though Google is finally playing catch-up to, you know, rivals such as PayPal, those places are already on a different adventure. The likes of PayPal and even Cash App now allow users to buy and sell Bitcoin and other virtual currencies. No word yet on when Google's gonna let that creep in. Hey, speaking of Google and money, let's head on over to YouTube, because that's where a lot of it is. Well, that apparently is a little piece of the pie. YouTube is actually planning on to pay $100 million to creators who actually use YouTube Shorts. Those of you unfamiliar with that, well, that's basically their version of TikTok. They actually want to encourage creators to get up and start posting. I'm sure they also want creators to come on over from TikTok, too. Now, obviously, one creator is not going to earn $100 million. No, that's the total pot for all creators. It's not exactly certain just how much creators can actually earn just yet. YouTube says they'll be reaching out to creators on a monthly basis. Now, as far as if you are a creator and wanting to get paid, well, you better be living in the US or India. Apparently, that is the only two regions currently where you can actually get your payments to you. We haven't heard if they're going to be expanding those territories either. What we do know is YouTube says the fun will last from the start of this year and will go all the way into 2022. Finally. We had an "and finally" for Nintendo yesterday, but we're going old school Nintendo today. How old school? Tetris, Game Boy old school. Now, let me take you back to 1989 when, you know, you and maybe somebody else actually had a Game Boy and can actually battle each other in Tetris, you know, via that link cable. Of course, nowadays, with still a lot of us in lockdown on some days more than others, that cable kind of needed to turn into an internet cable. And so it shall be. Thanks to the folks over there at Stack Mashing Hack, they basically have tricked out a USB adapter, plugging that into a Raspberry Pi, and have connected that to the Game Boy's link port to bring it right onto the World Wide Web. And because of this, two or even more people can actually play against each other with these old Tetris games. Now, from what we can tell, too, the hack works with a whole variety of Game Boy consoles, including Game Boy Color, Game Boy Pocket, and even Game Boy Advance. There's a lot of hackery and wizardry that definitely went into this thing, and if you want to see what it all entails and maybe even try to do it yourself? You know YouTube is the place to do that, so search for online multiplayer on the Game Boy and have yourself a lovely viewing time. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you know, the new show, we're needing your help so we can keep staying on the air and keep sending these shows out to you day in and day out. There's lots of added costs that go into producing this show each and every day for you. And simply without your donations, we can't stay on the air. So if you'd like to donate to us on a monthly basis, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 or even all the way up to $20 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, paypal.me/British Tech. And thank you everyone so much for your support. Of course, you can find British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN community over at our Slack room for lots of tingling fun conversations today. So what are you waiting for? Head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have your yourself a fantastic Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening.